We're in the middle of Torah Reish Chaf Hei, towards the end, about three quarters of the way through, where Rabbein Ezal quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, "V'zeh b'chinas." Rabbein Ezal summarizing the Torah. This Torah was talking about the Reya being b'shleimus. Rabbein Ezal said, "When a person's lungs are b'shleimus, then the bitachin is b'shleimus," because Rabbein Ezal showed how the bitachin was dependent on seichel. Einei chayle lecha yisaberu. That the union of bitachon is totally in the einayim, which is pikeach, chachma, seichel. And we know that the seichel is totally on the lungs, because the seichel, Rabbein Ezal explained, the neshama and the mayach were a bechina of the oyer and the neir, which requires shemen flowing to it, liquids, and the liquids are provided by the lungs. The lungs are the cooling system, which cool off the heart, to see to it that the brain is getting a balanced liquid diet, the shemen that it needs, in order to be able to function. So the sum total was that when the reya is bishleimus, when the lungs are bishleimus, that's what helps the bitachin be bishleimus also. And Rabbein Ezal says that when the bitachin is bishleimus, then a person is zecher to be able to make from the tziftzuf dibur, meaning from koil to convert koil into dibur. And he explained that that was the difference between chai and medaber, that odom, the main thing of odom is to convert it into dibur, because animals also have a bechinas dibur, the sinyan of tziftzuf koil, but it's not a real, real precise kind of dibur. And Rabbein Ezal explained how that was also the inyan of bitochin, betach b'ashem v'asei toiv, and that was an inyan of tztaka, which was bitochin, because tztaka is only through bitochin. If a person didn't have bitochin, that the money would come back to him, he would never give to someone else. Rabbein Ezal says, v'zeh b'chinas, this is what's meant in the pasuk that's brought in Tehillim, capital Samach Tez. Dovid HaMelech says to Hashem, Nichar groini, my throat has become parched. Kolu einai, my eyes are longing constantly for what? To be zeche, to come close to Hashem. My throat is parched and my eyes are yearning. Rabbein Ezal says, Hainu kishein hasseichel bishleimus, when the seichel is not bishleimus, meaning the eyes are longing. They are longing for what? For shleimus, they're missing something. When somebody's missing something, he has a hishtaikikus. So when the seichel is not bishleimus, b'chinas kolu einai, dahinu haseichel, the einayim refer to the seichel, v'azai ein loy bitochein, then the person is not zeicha to have the proper bitochein. The pasuk says, b'chinas kolu einai miyache lelekai, my eyes are in this state of longing, in yearning to Hashem, miyache lelekai. Azai nichar groini. You know what the result is? You know what happens as a result of a deficiency in bitochin, deficiency in sechel? What happens is nichar groini. Hainu she'ein lo chituch hadibur. When a person's throat is parched, he can't speak clearly. The words aren't coming out clearly. Avol kishayesh lo bitochin. But when a person does have bitochin, va'isit stoko kanal, and he does do stoko, azai yochay la'asayis mikoil hatziftzufim diburin, then this person is zeichet to form from unclear words, which is this bechin of tziftzuf, to turn it into clear words. V'zeh bechinas, Rabbein Ezal says, this is what's brought in a pasuk in Koheles, where the pasuk says that there'll come a time when a person gets older in life, when a person gets older, it becomes very hard to sleep. The pasuk says, V'yokum l'koil hatzibur, he'll be woken up by the sound of a bird. In other words, a bird will make a little noise, it'll wake him up. V'yishachu kol bonois hashir. And the sweetest song that people sing to him will be v'yishachu, it'll be like they're talking, it won't sound beautiful to him anymore. V'dorshu azal, the Gemara learns out, n'shabes shekol hashirois daimoy solov kesicha, that all these sweet songs will appear to him as just plain words, it won't have any tam in it. When a person gets very old, that's what happens. Hainu sheyenase mihatziftzufim v'shirois sicha v'dibur. This is talking about converting shirois. Song is a concept of the birds, the song of the birds, that's what it's called. This inyan of tziftzuf will be converted to shicha, sicha, to actual words, to real words. That, in other words, Rabbein Ezal says that sentence, which really refers to a problem, in other words, when a person gets older, is also being marames to this tikkun that we're talking about, making from koil dibur. Rabbein Ezal says, V'zehu b'chinas mashe misafrim ala Baal Shem Tev Zal. This is one item that they say about the Baal Shem Tev HaKadosh, shehoye shemea diburim mikoil hakinor. The Baal Shem Tev, when he would hear a harp playing, he was able to hear a whole diburim, actual words, vocabulary, real words being spoken to him. He was to be able to make from these tzifzufim into dibur. Why? He had all of the tikkunim in this Torah b'shleimus. His rea was b'shleimus, his bitachin was b'shleimus, his tzedaka was b'shleimus. Because of all of these items, he was zeicha to be one of those people who's capable of making from tzifzufim into diburim. And we find this in the Gemara. The Gemara says that they were tanoim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the smallest Talmud smallest Talmud of Hillel HaZaken, was able to speak all these sichas ha'ilonos, to hear the vocabulary, the trees, the tzifzuf for the birds and everything. They were able to hear this form of dibur coming from animals, even from animals or even from plant life. They were zeichet all of these tikkunim. And Rabbi Nizal brings here that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was also zeichet to this. When a person would play a harp in front of him, he would be able to hear a form of nevuah. He would be able to hear actual words formed from this koil hatziftzo, from these musical notes. Period. Baruch Hashem. Any questions? Next. Questions? Okay. Next. Torah Reish Chof Vav. Rabbi Nizal says, and again, if you review this Torah from beginning to end, you'll see that everything that we said is tied together. No problem. Torah Reish Chof Vav. Rabbi Nizal says, Mashi Horishoim Al Pi Roiv He Mezamrim Nigunim She'il Olav Atzvos. This that Torah Reish Chof Vav. This that Rishon many times sing songs of depression and sadness. Rabbi Nizal says, Kihem Bechinas Nishmas Erev Rav. The Rishon generally are the Bechina of the Neshamois of the Erev Rav. Now note, this is an item again. I mentioned this morning in Shul when we were reviewing yesterday's Shir. This is an item that I left out this morning, that Rav Nosson Zal, Nekutei Halachos, where he explains that item that we said yesterday about the Mefursamim Shel Sheker versus the Tzadikim, coming from the Eitz HaChayim versus the Eitz HaDas. Rav Nosson Zal there quotes the Arizal, who says that the Neshamos of Tzadikim come down via the Eitz HaChayim, meaning there's a two-step procedure. First they are Chotzuv Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. First they're carved out from the Kisei HaKavod, then they are let down into this world via the Eitz HaChayim. They pass through, again, we can't understand what does this mean physically, they get shot through a tree? Baloney. This is the terminology that's used. They get passed through the Eitz HaChayim before they're brought into this world. The Neshamos of the Rishoyim, or Mefursamim Shel Sheker, or whatever you want to say, in other words, any Bechinas Rasha, his neshama is let down via the Eitz Hadas, this combination of Toiv Vora, Rachmona Litzlan. Eitz Hadas, Das, is the Bechina of the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav, or the Das, the Klipa, the Zohar Kodesh says, because the words Erev Rav are Begimatria Das. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Das, the Kedusha. They were the Zeh Le'uma Zeh, they were the Das, the Klipa. Rav Nosson Zal brings the Alachas from the Zohar Kodesh. They were Yunus and Yumbrus, the sons of Bilam Harasha. They were the leaders of the Erev Rav. Though this Das, the Klipa, who was always Chelik against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Nizal says here, Kihem Bechinas Nishmas Erev Rav. The Rishoim generally are this Bechina of the Neshamais of the Erev Rav. The Imo, the Erev Rav, the mother of the Erev Rav is he Lil, is the Bechina of Lil. Who's the mother of the Neshamais of Kedusha? The Kisei HaKavod, which is which Sphira? Bina. Bina is Simcha, Lev Someach, right? Bina is an Indian of Simcha. They are the Neshamos of the Erev Rav. Their mother is the Bechina of Lil, Shehi Mi'aleles Tomid. Lil is Miloshin Yilolo, sadness, depression. The opposite of Halali. Halali means to be Freilich, happy. Halali is the letters Yilolo. This is brought in the Hakdamah to the Tikkun HaKlali, that Halali is the opposite of Yilolo. Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein heim oisen nigunim shel Yilolo kanal. This is why these Klipos make these nigunim of sadness and depression. Why? Because their mokar, this is, they're drawing themselves back to their mokar, which is this malach lil, which is imo de erev rav. Uma shederech b'nei odom lim shaykh el hanigunim halolu. This that we find that people are drawn to this, How is it that you have thousands, millions of people who are drawn to this kind of music? Blues, moody blues, rock and roll music, who sing these songs of depression sometimes. They think, sing songs about death and everything. How is it that they draw, they attract millions of people? What's in that that's magnetizing people? What is it? Rabbi Nizal is going to explain now. Rabbi Nizal says, "Umashe derech bnei adam limshech al nigunim halalu." This that we find that it's the nature of people to be drawn to these nigunim. Ki yini koso mebechinas ve'enei leo rakos. These nigunim draw from the bechina of ve'enei leo rakos. The pasuk says that Leah's eyes were constantly swollen with tears, with crying, that she shouldn't fall into the chelak of Esav. Mebechinas kilkul harois. Her eyes were swollen from lack of sight. In other words, from so much crying, bechia causes the vision to blur. Rabbi Nizal says that's a bechina of kilkul haraois, bechinas me'oras choser. It's a bechina of the posuk me'oras, which is written missing the letter vav. Kemosh yekosuv, as the posuk says in Chumash, Hashem said, Yehi me'orais berekia hashamayim. Let there be lanterns in the heaven. The Tikkun Ezer says, no, that word is written, it's missing a vav. The word ma'orais means lanterns. The word ma'oras means klala, cursed. Let there be a curse. A kilkul hara'ois is the spechina of a klala. Rabbi Nizal says, Yehi ma'orais choser do lil. The Tikkun Ezer says that ma'oras the word ma'oras refers to the Malach Lil, who is this Klipa, this Tuma that was created, this Zelo Umaseh. Corresponding to the Ur was created the Cheshech, this Malach Lil, Rachmar al-Islam. Ve'ikar ha-Nigin, hu mebechinas Shevet Levi, shayu menatzchem b'shir. We know that the main power of Nigun, song, comes from Shevet Levi. They were the ones who sang the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheheim Bechinas Leah. Levi comes from Leah. Note, so Levi, who is Shir, song has a mukar in Leah, who is this Bechina of Ma'oras Choser, Chas v'Shalom. Leah is Bina. Bina could be Simcha. Bina could be Atzvus. Vayis Atzev Eliboy. The Leiv had Atzvus in it. Or as the Rol HaTzadik will ishrate, Leiv Simcha. Leiv Simcha is Begematria Shechina. The opposite of that is this Yilala, this Lil, this Klala, this Bechina Ve'enei Leia Raka is Rachman al Islam. Huh? Who mebechinas shevet Levi, shayim anatzchem b'shir, shehem mebnei Leo. Oh, mistake. Levi was from the sons of Leah. So we see that Levi, who is the bechina of Nigon, has roots going back to this bechina of sadness, depression, cursedness, Rachman al Islam. Va'oz kishen noilad Levi, and we know that when Levi was born, ne'amar hapami love ishi elai. That's when Leah said, now my husband is going to become dovuk to me, attached to me, close to me. Now he's going to be drawn to me. Now that I have three sons, I fulfilled b'shlemus, my portion, because there were four wives. Four wives were supposed to be give birth to 12 shvatim. The minute she saw she had three, she figured, now he's going to be solid with me because he'll see I fulfilled my chelik b'shlemus. But we see that when did she say that there's going to be this dveikus? Dafka through Levi, who's the Bechina of song. So we see that song has a magnetic force to draw a person. What kind of song? Even the song of sadness, depression, because we see that even within Levi, who's the Bechina of Shira of Kedusha, it has an origin in a Bechina of Klala, a Bechina of Yalala, sadness. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki al yidei shenoilad Levi shehu sitra deniguna. Through the fact that Levi was born, who is this bechina of nigun, al yidei ze bechina saham shocha. That's what brought about this concept, this drawing, this attraction, this magnetic force. Sheyilove v'yum shach eleho. That Yaakov Avinu should be drawn and attached to Leah. Therefore, the power, the song, which spirals down from there, which stems from the spechina of Ve'enei Leah Rakos, Yesh loy koyach limshoich. It has a power to draw a person. Bebechinas hapam yilove. The word yilove means to be drawn, to be magnetically attracted. Rabbein Azal says, now, okay, so that's, now we understand the concept of people being attracted to music, not just to music, but even to music of depression. Why? Because we explained item number one, how do we know that people are attracted to music, that music has a koyach of hamshacha to draw people? Because we see the Pasuk says about the musicians, about the Levim, that when Levi was born, that's when they said, Hapam yilove ishelai. The main yichud between husband and wife, between her and Yaakov Avinu, this attraction was going to be brought about through this shira. Rav Nosson Zal says in Likutei Halacha, that's why one of the most important items that takes place at a wedding is the band, the music. Hapam yilove ishelai. The main yichud, the main zivug, is mi sitra deniguna, through the singing of nigun, music. So Rabbein Azal explains, so we see how music has a power to attract. And where does music originate from? Where did Levi come from? From Leah, who is the Bechina of Eine Leah Rakis. Her eyes were sad. A Bechina of Kilkul Harais, spoiled vision. Where else do we have a concept of spoiled vision? The Malach Lil is also referred to as a Bechina of spoiled vision. Because when Hashem created the world, did He create lanterns that were shalein? No! That's only going to be when Mashiach comes. The main light was hidden. The light that we have today is garbage light. It's dark light. It's a dim light. It's Bechinas Ma'irais, but without the Vav. Without the Vav. It's missing the Shlemos. It's missing the Shlemos. So Rabbein Azal says, so we see that Levi Negino has a mokor in this Bechina of Yalala. And Negino has a power to draw. The Negino of Yalala also has a power to draw. So the question is, what's the tikkun for this? Rabbein Azal says, Ukishem Izamrim Elu Hanigunim Hanal B'Shabbos. When a person sings these kind of songs on Shabbos, person sings slowish kind of songs, songs that have a koyach of hamshacha, songs that people might interpret as the bechina of yelolo chas v'shalom ayidei zeh ma'alim oisam. That's how a person is misaken this bechina of negina of yelolo. This whole concept of negina of yelolo achieves its tikkun when a person sings this type of song on Shabbos. Why? Rabbein Azal explains. Ki b'Shabbos nishlam ho'er. We know that Shabbos is the bechina of shleimus ho'er. The weekdays are a bechina of cheshech. Shabbos is the bechina of shleimus ho'er. Bebechinas mashem razal, as the Gemara says, psiyogaso noitelas moirein of shelodom. That if a person takes big steps, that decreases, it subtracts from the vision of the person. When is the tikkun for that? When do we fix up the eyes? On Shabbos. The Gemara says the Embrachas, O Mahadrole Bekidusha de Beishimsha. And a person can return it, a person can be misakin it with the Kiddush that he makes on Friday night. Nimtzo Shebishabbos Ha'oyer Bishlemus. So we see that Shabbos is a Bechina of the Oyer being Bishlemus. It's no more Ma'oras Choser, it's no more Ve'ene Leo Rakois. The eyes of Leah get shleimus on Shabbos. The mo'er is b'shleimus. There's no more yilola sadness. There's pure simcha on Shabbos. Bechinas poisim by psiyok tano. Shabbos, there's a special halach of taking small steps to keep the vision b'shleimus. Va'azai malin hanigunim hanal sheyini kosom yikilkul harois kanal. And that's how a person is zeichet to be malin. All of these nigunim, which stem from, which originate from, this concept of kilkul hara'ois. Ha'yidei Shabbos, shehu bechinas tikkun hara'ois b'shleimus, through Shabbos, which is the bechina of perfection of the eyes. Where else do we see that Shabbos is the bechina of tikkun hara'ois? That Shabbos is the concept of perfection of the eyes. The word Shabbos. Where do we see that Shabbos? Shin. Bas. The shin stands for the three parts of the eye, the three colored rings of the eye. The bas is the basayim. So Shabbos is the bechina of the einayim b'shleimus. This bechina of einay leah rakos is not there on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's the opposite of it. The eyes are b'shleimus. There's no sad crying, there's simcha crying. The crying of sadness can be nis'ala, can elevate itself to a form of simcha. By it being used in the zmirais of Shabbos, that's how it achieves its whole tikkun. In other words, this is why we note that in the Zmiras of Shabbos, not all the songs are happy, merry songs, because the songs that we sing that are slow, And that type of song, those songs have a power to be masaking all of this negin of Yalala Chas V'Shalom, which has the power to do tremendous, tremendous destructive damage. As we see in Torah Gimel and Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal has a whole Torah showing what negina de Sitra Achra Chas V'Shalom can cause. A person who listens to this music, to this songs of the Satan, listens to the singing of ones who are not Yerei Shamayim Chas V'Shalom, Rabbeinu Zal brings there, that's Chas V'Shalom destroys the Malchus Tikdusha. It's Mekalkel, the Malchus Tikdusha Chas V'Shalom.
What's the connection between, I'm not sure, did you say Bina and Simcha? Is it Ima?
Right. In other words, I was pointing out, note, Rabbeinu Zal uses the term here that and the mother of the Erev Rav is Lil, which is the Bechin of Atzlus. The mother of the Erev Rav is Lil. Erev Rav is Jews. It's bad, it's rotten, it's horrible, or it's Goyim even. In other words, but Goyim who converted became Jews. Mother is always the Bechin of Bina. Ki aim la Bina Tikra. No question about it, right? Mother is Bina. Bina is Yalala. It's Atzlus. It's Imo de Erev Rav. It's Lil. Excuse me? Sadness. Yalala means sadness. This same Bina, that's sadness, that's din, it's the Mokor HaDin, Ein HaDin Nimtak Ela B'Sharoshe. When you want to be Mesakin Din, you got to go in the Din itself is found the Tikkun for Din. This same item, the heart, which is Bina, the Kisei HaKavod, which is Din, Toichai Rotzuf Ahava, the center is lined with Chesed, with Simcha. Leaves the Shechina. Shechina is Malchus, Din. The word Shechina is Bigimatria, Leiv Simcha, the Arizal says. Showing that this item that you picture as being Din, Malchus, it's also a Bechin of Simcha. In it itself, in Bina, is found the Bechin of Leiv Sameach and the Bechin of Ayiskatze Veliboi. You have the power to be Mamshechet either way, to be Mamshechet into Tumah, into Atzlus, depression, or to be Mamshechet into Kedusha, for wine. Wine is Malchus. V'yein Malchus, Yain is a Bechin of Bina. Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah. Wine, Zocha, if a person is Zocha, it elevates him. Lo Zocha, Meshamamoi, it devastates him. Zocha Naaseh Roish, Lo Zocha Naaseh Roish. Simcha, Atzlus. Yayin HaMesameach, Yayin HaMeshakeach, Chas
V'Shalom. I would always use the source of thing that's been on the whole. You always just say Gvura itself.
Because what's the source? Gvura is not first base. Gvura is second base. Gvura draws from something else. Bina is the beginning of Din, the Makar, the highest place within the spheroids from which Din emanates.
Is this related at all to what Rabbeinu Zal says about sometimes singing songs of the Goyim and being mumped like that?
Or right.
Is that related to
possibly. But again, this is a very... person has to know if he's on a level to do this. Here Rabbeinu Zal says, Bepshitas, that by us singing Nigunim on Shabbos, which are of this nature, a slowish nature, we are given the capability to be misakin them. Because these nigunim come from a kilkel harayis. Shabbos is the beginning of a tikkun harayis. By singing this type of nigun on Shabbos, we bring a tikkun to this nigun and to this whole aspect of nigina, this nigina of Yalala, this concept of nigina of Yalala.
Rabbeinu Zal actually says that even with like a slow Jewish nigun, there would be a type of problem with it in a sense.
No. Saying that that has the power by being sung on Shabbos to be misakin again. Although, in other words, you would understand yourself, not that it has a problem with it, but there's two types. There's simcha and there's... But yet, using this on Shabbos affects a tremendous tikkun.
We have every now and then, you say there would be that type of
nigun? Sure, let's say Rabbeinu Zal's nigun, Yitzavet Zor Chazda, which we sing, which is a slower... Shabbos is simcha, why do we say no? It's what, they couldn't figure out any happier songs to sing? We see there is a concept of singing a slow song on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. These kind of nigunim also.
Is Rabbeinu Zal like trying to defect like the shamas that David Melch never defected? Like his job was incomplete and Rabbeinu Zal like completes the job?
No idea.
Because he writes about song too in Tillim.
Right. I'm saying that he writes about song, Rabbeinu Zal writes about song. They're both discussing this topic of Nagina and how much it could accomplish.
You know, I said that like Eliyahu Navi, like he had his job to do, and then his chief Talmud again?
Elisha.
Elisha Navi then perfected whatever he...
Right.
Okay. So I thought maybe...
Could be. Tzaddikim in every generation are continuing the work that was done by Tzaddikim before them.
What is the connection like in Sfera Y of Niggin and Hamshachah, the book?
There isn't. In other words, I'm telling you that the proof Rabbein Zal brings this in a few places in Kedem Aram, Rav Nosson Zal brings it in Lifdei Lachis, and the, in other words, the question is, how, why is it that Niggin has a power of Hamshachah? The answer is because we see that when Levi was born, who is the concept of Nigina? Hapam Ilove Ishi Eloi. Period. It's written about him that brings about this Devekus. You're asking why, I don't, put it this way, I don't know of a technical or logical answer. I know that's the proof that's brought. Period. That's the proof that's brought. Right. That's the proof that's brought. Again, don't forget also the sinyan of Hamshacha, the sinyan of making a yichud, the whole concept is the meaning of Tikkun HaBris, which is totally in the Asara meaning again. Was it? That's the item that brings an attraction between the Zohar and the Keva. Baruch Hashem. Torah Reish Chav Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Shomati Bishmoi, I heard in the name of Rabbeinu Zal, although he didn't hear this directly from Rabbeinu Zal, he heard in the name of Rabbeinu Zal, Shesiper B'shem Tzadik Echod, Shedorash B'beis HaKnesses, Rabbeinu Zal once told over about a certain tzaddik who gave a drasha in a shul, and this is what he said. Shema she'imrim kisho'ivrim al ha'koitzrim, Hashem ya'azor, beiz pa'omim. This tzaddik was darshaning about the fact that there was a minhag, it seems, in those days, that when a person would walk by farmers who were cutting their tevua, the person would say, Hashem ya'azor, Hashem ya'azor. This was a saying that people had in those days. Question is why? What's the connection? Rabbeinu Zal said about this that this tzaddik darshaned kiyesh rishoim shehem megulgolim ba'asavim hagdelim al haganois. There are rishoim who are reincarnated in grasses which grow in gardens. Excuse me.
It's like a letter gimel.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake, as you'll see in a minute. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Kiyesh rishoim shem megulgolim ba'asabim hagdelim al hagagos." There are rishoim who are reincarnated in grasses that grow on the rooftops. Ve'ein lohem aliyah. These grasses do not have an aliyah. They cannot have a tikkun. Why? Ki ein kaitzrin oisan ha'asabim. Those grasses are not cut. Why? Because before you get a chance to cut them, they dry out from the heat of the sun. That's what I didn't understand. I thought it meant the grasses that grow in gardens, and gardens like where you have flowers, people don't bother cutting the grass there, sort of, so it just dries out from the light of sun. But this makes much more sense. These grasses are in a higher place, they're closer to the sun, sort of, they dry up very quickly before you get a chance to cut them. V'zeh b'chinah, says the Pasuk, says in Tehillim, Yihiyu kachatzir gagois. Let these rishon be like the grasses that grow on the rooftops. Shiloi miloi kapoi koitzer, of which the one who's cutting never fills his hands with them. Why? They never grow tall enough for him to grab onto and cut. They dry out when they're small. Meaning, David HaMelech was mispal, these rishon, don't let them live long lives. Let them die young so they shouldn't cut, cause a lot of damage. So Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'loy amru." The pasuk says that you kechotzer gagois shelimi like kapay koitzer v'loy amru ha'ivrim birkas Hashem aleichem. And the passerbys never make a bracha over them. Why? They die before you get a chance to cut them as tvor. You know, to cut them and use them for any useful purpose over which you would make any kind of bracha. Ki ein koitzer noisam, because the farmers do not cut these grasses. Ve'einoim remalayim birchas Hashem b'shul shayver malayim, and they do not say any bracha of Hashem when they pass over them, when they pass by these grasses. Ve'alkein ein lohem aliyah, and that's why these grasses do not have, these neshamos do not have any aliyah. They do not have any tikkun, because how do neshamos that are megulgalin items get an aliyah? Through the bracha that's made on them. That's this whole item that we explained on Shabbos. Where do Neshamas originate from? From the Kisei HaKavod. They spiral down via the Eitz Chaim or the Eitz Hadas Tevora. They spiral down into the hands of the Malachim, into the hands of this world, into the Olam HaSiyah. They spiral down from world to world into the Olam HaSiyah. How do these Neshamas have a tikkun? The main tikkun is through the Bechina of the Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem is a bracha. By making a bracha on a fruit or a grass or anything, we're taking that item and returning it to its mokar, which was the Dvar Hashem. The mokar of this item was the Dvar Hashem. That's the tikkun for any Dovar Megulgal. These grasses, because there's no bracha set over them in any way, they cannot have a tikkun.
But the tvua which the farmers do cut, the passerbys are supposed to say a Birkas Hashem. And that affects an aliyah for the neshamayis that are megulgal in those grasses. So in other words, by the fact that Dovid HaMelech said this item about the Rishon, may the Rishon be like the grasses that grow on the rooftops, of which the cutters never grab them in their hands, and there is no Birkas Hashem set upon them, that implies by them there's no Birkas Hashem set on them. But the other ones which the cutters do grab in their hands, there should be a Birkas Hashem set upon them, so that the Neshamos that are Megulgal in them can have an Aliyah. What Birkas Hashem is set on them? The fact that there's a minute to say Hashem Yazar, Hashem, you know, Hashem, this concept of Hashem Yazar, when you're passing by a person who's cutting tvoah, you're not saying it for him, you're saying it for the Neshamos that are Megulgal in those Asavim that he's cutting, in that tvoah that he's cutting, that's how those Neshamos are able to have an Aliyah. Baruch Hashem.
But so we see that there are things that are not misukin.
Definitely.
So what happens to them?
The atol moroim le'olam Hashem. There's going to come a time when everything will have its tikkun. That's when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, everything is going to have its tikkun, even the goyim, even the goyim.
And all these neshamas. In other words, a person, this can only happen to someone's neshama if, like, he did certain averis.
That's Shar HaGilgulim. There's a whole chapter on the Kisvei Arizal where he explains certain items that cause a person to be megulgal in an animal, and in which animal. He explains which sin relates to which animal. A person who's pagan in Basar B'cholav, he's in his galgil in a gedi, in a goat. Different items, he explains, relate to animals. Different items relate to being megulgal in peiros. Generally, he says, it's pigamim in brachos. A person who makes a bracha shalai b'kavona, or a person who eats b'lay bracha chas v'shalom. All of those items could result in a person chas v'shalom becoming this galgil in a fruit. Hashem should save us from these items. Rabbi Nizal once said, any person who's zeichet to come to my tziyayim and say tikkun HaKavod and give a proof of its tzedakah, one item that I will guarantee him is that he'll never have to come down to this world again, the Gilgal, which is us. For that alone, it's worth going through anything a person has to be zeichet to get to Rabbi Nizal Seyam, to be zeichet to get there and to say tikkun HaKavod there, to give tzedakah there, to have vidui dvarim there. Baruch Hashem. Yes and no. Again, that goes into the concept of the Yediyah and Bechirah, which we don't understand fully, so we can't talk about it. But there certainly are Neshamas that are headed different directions, although they definitely have Bechirah. That's the story. It also depends a little on how much they were affected at the time of the Achil at Eitz Hadas. Rabbi Ezal says, one of the Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, as he was eating from it, different Neshamas, all the Neshamas escaped him. They ran away. Depending on which ones left first, that's what determined how much they were zeicha to not be affected by the Pagam Bnei Tzadas. Rabbi Nezal said there were very, 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 very few neshamas who were zeicha to leave Odom Arishon before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Rabbi Nezal said he was one of them. Rabbi Nezal said one of the reasons why I have a special hatzlacha is because I am zeicha to be from those who I had a mazel, but I ran away in time.
It's kind of
similar
to something different.
Part of it. It refers to the eating of the Eitz Hadas.
When the Neshamas left on Rishon, were these the 600,000 Neshamas or the Nefoshot?
No, it seems it was the basic 600,000 Neshamas from which all the billions come from.
So Adam Rishon, did he have one basic Neshama that he was basically was his Neshama?
No. In other words,
he was a Kalilius of all 600,000 Neshamas. That Rav Nissim Zlatbrin was many times in the Gevurah Halachos. He was the culmination of all Adam, all mankind, all Neshamas. Just as Chava was this Bechin of Eim Kol Chai, and her was Nechal B'chol Kisei HaKalai. Baruch Hashem. Next. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know, Shekish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistakel B'Neshama. Shetucha lahachzir bnei adam b'tshuva v'la asayis geirim. You should know that when Hashem looks at a neshama that has a potential for helping people to do tshuva or bringing in geirim, making converts, azai hu yisporach bi'atzmai kaviyochol mevakesh v'roye sheyiyeh machlekes olav. Hashem himself kaviyochol sees to it that there should be machlekes against this nefesh, against this neshama, rachmana litzlan. Why? Because the Gemara says in Yevamos, ki ein mekablen geirim limois hamoshiach v'loi bimei shleimoi. The Gemara says in Yevamos that we do not accept a geirim when Moshiach will come, and not during the time of King Solomon, King Shlomo HaMelech, mishum shulchan malachim. Because at that time the Jews were sitting at a table of kings. When Moshiach comes, the Jews are going to be way on top. And during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the Jews ruled the world. Shlomo HaMelech ruled the world. The Yidden were on top. So then, if a person wanted to convert at that time, we don't allow him to convert. Why? Rak why? Ki oz eino mizgayre me'avo. Because then the person who's converting, his conversion is not out of love for Hashem or anything. Rak machmash sheroyim gedulas Yisrael. He's only converting because he sees the Jews at a moment of glory. V'ikar ha-geirim hu k'shem izgayrim b'eis she-Yisrael s'chufim b'hoini v'doikhek. And the real converts are only the ones who are zeichet to come close to Judaism at a time that the Jews are in a rejected state. They're very low. They're in a state of oini, poverty. K'may she-kosuv, as the Pasuk says, mi gor itcho ba'ani yusecho. Who was willing to live with you when you were in your state of poverty? Mi gor, who is considered the real ger, the one who is itcho bani yusecho, the one who comes to you at your time of ani, when you're aniyim, when you're low, downtrodden. V'al kein, and therefore, behechrech sheyihye machlekes al mi shemachzer b'nei odom lamutov omegaya gerim. Therefore, it is necessary, it's factual, it's a fact that must be, that there must be machlekes against ones who try to be mekarev people, make people do tshuva, make people come close to Hashem, or make people convert. Why? Kedei sheleyiyeh lo shum shalva, so that person should have no peace. Kiazai, because if this person is in this state of lacking in peace, azai mishem iskarev elov hu be'emes. That makes it that any people who are zeicha to become mekurov to such a person, that shows that their hiskarevus is be'emes. Their commitment to religion is a true one, a valid one, a real one. Va'azai yochoy lagayar gerim be'emes. And then that person could be zeicha to make converts, real converts. Loi mishum sholem v'nachas. Not that these converts are converting because they see the Jews are living a peaceful life and a happy life like in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, but the opposite, when things are going rough for the Jews, rachmana litzlan. V'zehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Yaakov bi'eretz megurei aviv. Yaakov Avinu lived in the land of his forefathers, bi'eretz megurei aviv. It could have said bi'eretz aviv. What's bi'eretz megurei aviv? V'isa b'medrash, the medrash says, megurei aviv, shehoye megayer gerim kamoy avoysov. Avram Avinu took upon himself the avoido of his father Yitzchok and his grandfather Avram Avinu. He took upon himself the avoido kamoy migiurei aviv. Migiurei aviv. He was Isaac in being megayer people, converting people the same way his father and grandfather were. V'zeh shom razal. This is what the Gemara also says on this pasuk. Vayeshev Yaakov. That parsha starts off, Yaakov Avinu rested, and right away bombs away. The whole incident with Yosef HaTzadik, the jealousy, and bim bam, the whole family torn to shreds. Machlekes. V'zeh Shem Rasal, this is what the Gemara says. Vayeshev Yaakov, the Gemara dashens, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live in peace, to relax a little. Miyad Kofatzol of Rugzei Shel Yosef. Immediately there was sprung upon him the Machlekes of Yosef Atzadik. Hainu Machma Sheyaakov. In other words, note, why are these two items put next to each other? You know why this Machlekes took place? Because Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Meguri Aviv, because he involved himself in this item of Kirov Nefoshos, that's why they started up Machlekes. There had to be Machlekes related to him. Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu Machma Sheyaakov Hoyim Agar Agerim Bebechinas Meguri Aviv, Ayidei Zeloi Hoyo Yochoi Leishiv B'Shalva. That's why he could not possibly live in real peace. Kidei sheyu hagerim be'emes, so that his mekuravim should be be'emes. Ve'imye lo shalva, and if he would have total peace, if things were going 100% great for him, lo yuchal ases gerim, he would not be able to make gerim. Ki ein mekablim gerim limois ha-moshiach. Because we have a halacha, the Gemara says in Yevamos, that when Moshiach will come, then people aren't going to be able to convert, because Hashem will say to them, now you're coming, now's not the time to join up. The time to join up is when it's low, when it's downtrodden, when it's Oyer HaNe'alam, and then you hook up with it, then you're zeichet to reap the full benefits of it. And this certainly applies to the coming close to the Tzadik Emes. There's going to come a time, the Pasuk says in Navi, there's going to come a time when there's going to come a time when all the Jews in this world are going to recognize the Gedula, the Kedusha of the Tzadik Emes, of Rabbi Nizal, the significance of the Breslov Rebbe and the Breslov Hasidim. Not now, now it's Er HaNe'alam. And now is the time where if a person is zeicha to make the effort and to come close, and to push himself and to accept upon himself certain bizyonos that he has to, for being mekusha to the Tzadik Emes, and to accept being involved in some of the machlekes, rachmon al-islam. A person who is zeicha to that, that person is zeicha that his geulus is considered a real geulus. He comes at the right time and he's able to reap all the benefits of being mekusha to the Tzadik. Both. But obviously both. In other words, look at the words that he uses. He mentions both. Just a second. Sagalom shetucha lahachzer b'nei adam b'tshuva, number one. V'lasa is gerim, number two.
And no, he mentions both. No, I'm saying,
push away gerim. Generally. Although again, you'll note our Rebbe Zichron of Rav Chaim, another big tzaddikim, there were times, not that they went out but as a general rule to be Makarav Gerim, but if they saw a Ger Tzedek, a Ger Tanim, and they showed him his service to the sky, Rebbe Zal went through bizyonis, years of suffering, they spawned a community because he stuck up for the covet of two or three Gerim. The community there has a rule that they don't accept Gerim no matter what, and that's against the Torah. The Torah doesn't say we don't accept them no matter what. We try to push them away. If they reject our pushing them away, we makarav them, we hug them, we kiss them, we show them the highest esteem as possible. There's a nachas that Hashem gets from them that far surpasses the nachas of a regular person. Rabbi Nizal has whole Torahs that go on that talk about where the neshama of Gerim come from. I mean, it's not a joke. Baruch Hashem. Next. Rabbi Nizal says, Baruch Hashem, Torah Reish Chof Tes. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know, Sheyesh Eitzim, there are different types of wood. And there are types of wood, Shekisha Eitzim Mehem Mita, where when a bed is made of this type of wood, He Mesugolim L'Hoylodas Bonim U'Lagadlam. That bed is Mesugol, to be able to help the people who sleep on it, to be able to have children, and to be able to raise the children well. V'chein lehepach, and so to the opposite, chas v'sholom. Yesh, there are types of wood, she'eino mesugolim lehoylod asbonim ulegadlam, that are not mesugol for giving birth to children or for raising children. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh merumaz beposuk. This is hinted to in a posuk in Chumash. There's a posuk which says, sho'oil sho'al ho'ish, Lanu ulamayladatenu. this man asked us about ourselves and about where we come from, where we originate from, our birthplace. Ve'isa b'medresh, and it's brought in the medresh, afilu atze arisaisenu gilalanu. He even revealed to us the wood of our beds. In other words, referring to where we were born from. But note, the wording in the medresh is, huh?
The cribs.
Exactly. Afilu atze arisaisenu gilalanu. Our beds. Hashem yisadenu al eres devoi. The sin and the samach are interchangeable here, referring to a bed or a crib specifically. Afilu atze arisaisenu gilalanu. Ki al yedei atze hamito al yedei ze segula sahilota. Rabbi Nizal says, through the wood of the bed, that determines, that's a segula for being able to give birth, or chas v'shalom, preventing birth. This is not in there. Now note, what word does Rabbi Nizal use here that we have to zero in on? It was segula. Rabbi Nizal, in a few places in his ksavim, discusses this item of segula, which we learn about, we don't chas v'shalom ignore it. We learn about it, we know about it, but we know that our general hanhoga is not with segulos. Our general hanhoga is with tefillah. Who do we know this from? The one who knew Rabbi Nizal, and Rabbi Nizal spoke him better than anybody else, Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal wrote that even the segulos that Rabbi Nizal discussed in Sefer HaMidos, even those segulos, he learned about them, he knew about them, but his way of coming close to Hashem, his way of getting anything from Hashem, was through tefillah. Now, this doesn't mean that a person can daven Hashem to be zeich if a person goes out to buy a bedroom set or to buy beds. To be zeich, that the beds should be made from the proper kind of wood, which is mesugal for hilado and gidol bottom the right way. But a person knows that generally we don't rely on the bed for Gidl Bonin. We rely on Hashem. We say, Hashem, please let me be zecha to Heilod Benokel, to Heroyan Benokel, to all of these things, to be zecha, to be megadol my children the right way. Baruch Nis and Megashmias. Amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem. Next. Now, by the way, there is a story brought in Chaim Aran with Rabbi Nizal, that Rabbi Nizal was once in an incident where he was sleeping by somebody else's house and he woke up in the middle of the night screaming. And he told his mother was with him at the time, that he realized the reason was because the wood of the bed that he was sleeping on was made from a tummy item, some kind of tummy thing. I forget the exact story. And he wrote that this is what caused him to be frightened, to be harmed, chas v'shalom. In other words, it has the power to do harm to a person. I don't remember what it says, but there was some kind of problem with the wood, and this is why he woke up in one eye screaming, terrified, you know, and it came from that. We see that there is a koyach in that, there's no question about it. A koyach for good, v'chein lahatach. Okay, next. Torah Reish Lamed. Rabbi Nizal says, yeah. That's the wood. Excuse me? Are metal, not necessarily. Most bedroom sets, headboards are wood. It seems that way. And probably again because wood is more of a living item than metal. It seems that way. Although again, I'm not really an authority, I can't say it conclusively. It seems that way, and that's what it is. Torah Reish Lamed. Rabbi Nizal says, "Da, you should know that mi sheyesh loy einayim lirois, a person who is zeche to have eyes that can see. Now, this doesn't mean super ruach hakodesh or anything. A person who has good eyes who can see properly, yochel lirois ulahakir beponim shel hatalmid mi hu rabbi. He is capable of recognizing by looking in the face of a talmid who his rebbe is. Why?" Ubilvad shero'o rabbi pam achad. There's one condition that the person should have seen that person's rebbe at least once. If he saw the rebbe once and then he sees a talmid, he will be able to judge that this talmid comes from that rebbe. Why? Rabbi Nizal says ki because the pasuk says in Koheles chochmas odom to'ir ponov, that the wisdom of a person lights up the person's face. Nimso, we see from this, kishe ha-talmid mekabel chochmas rabbi, when a talmid receives the chochma of his rebbe, who mekabel ponov, he's actually receiving the ponim of the rebbe. The word ponim is used sometimes interchangeably with chochma. Chochmas odom toyer ponov, those two are one and the same.
Rabbi Nizal says, "Ubishvil ze." That's why it's sorech lehistakel bepnei rabbi b'shul shemekabel chachmosai. This is why it's so important to look at the face of one's rebbe at the time that a person is receiving his chachma. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, "Vahayu einecha royoi sesmayrecha." Your eyes must see your rebbe. Ki hachachma hu beponim kana. The chachma of a rebbe is in his ponim. Therefore, a person who has decent eyes, looking into the face of a Talmud, the person would be able to determine who his Rebbe is. Now note, interestingly, it pays to mention this. Reb Nachman Shigurinzal, in Paparos L'Chachman, Tera Dalid, where he talks about the different tikkunim related to, related to coming to the Tzadik Emes, looking at the tzaddik emes, coming to see the tzaddik emes, giving tzedakah to the tzaddik, having vidui dvarim in front of the tzaddik. Rav Nachman Shigurinzal says, how are these tikkunim accomplished today? And regarding seeing the tzaddik emes, Rav Nachman Shigurinzal quotes this Torah, that it's understood that every Talmud is mekabel the ponim of his Rebbe, which means that certainly Rav Nosson Zal was mekabel the ponim of his Rebbe, and certainly his true Talmidim were mekabel his ponim, and their true Talmidim were mekabel their ponim, so that as one of the last sentences that's mentioned in Koich Ve'or, in the Sefer Koich Ve'or, Ashrei to the eyes, who saw the eyes of Rabbeinu Zal. Because again, a Talmud has the power to take upon himself the ponim of his Rebbe, the chachma of his Rebbe, the ponim of his Rebbe. And in this manner, by us today coming to the true Talmidim of Rabbeinu Zal today, the Tzadikim Amitiyim in Yerushalayim, coming to them and receiving Torah from them, looking in their faces, in a sense, it's as close as we could possibly get to receiving the Oyer HaPonim of Rabbeinu Zal. Rav Nachman Shigurinzal brings another variation of this, is looking into the Sefer the Tzaddik. As we're going to see soon, we're going to have a term tomorrow, where Rabbeinu Zal says, Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovis, that the Tzaddik puts his Oyer, his Ponim, into his Sefer. That's another form of the ponim, looking at the letters of the Torah, looking at the Sefer of Rabbeinu Zal, learning his form between us and Bepshitus. A person takes upon himself, kaviyochel, the ponim of Rabbeinu Zal, the chachma of Rabbeinu Zal, the ponim of Rabbeinu Zal. However, we should be zecha to both of these. We should be zecha to have the privilege of being zecha to get to look at the ponim of the true Talmidim of Rabbeinu Zal today, and be zecha to receive from them, to receive chayavodin lahakbil penei rabbi beregel, to accept upon ourselves their ponim, to take on to ourselves their ponim. And we should be zecha to learn the svarim of Rabbeinu Zal the right way, and to draw the ponim of Rabbeinu Zal through his svarim. Next.
Did you mention at one point that this is also fulfilled by going to Rabbeinu Zal Siyun, as far as seeing Rebbe?
Right. That's also brought there, definitely. That it doesn't necessarily mean physically alive. A tzaddik, after his misa, is on a higher level than when he's alive. So coming to see his Siyun is also a bechin of coming to see him. Torah Reish Lamed Aleph. We'll finish with this Torah, and note how very, very uncoincidental this is. When a person says the sentence in Shachris, all the heavenly armies bow to you, Hashem. That's a time when a person should pause and mentally have his spiritus and daven for anything that he needs. If he knows anybody that needs a refuah emergency, any type of real emergency item, or the most important thing for him that day, that he should be mechaven for when he says those words, Utzfo Hashemayim L'chom Yishtachavim. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki kol harefuahis al yidei kleichos hagalgalim. The whole power of refuah comes from the kleichos of the galgalim, the balls of the sky, the sun, the moon, the kleichovim. Shehein tzvo hashamayim. They are members of the tzvo hashamayim, of the army of heaven. V'chol echod noisim koyach be'ezeh sam v'esev hashayach loy. And each one of these heavenly galgalim, or malachim, shines a koyach into a specific esev. into a specific grass or a specific medicine. Umehem mekablim hasamim va'asabim koyach l'rapois. And it's from these galgalim, from these malochim, that the grasses and plants and everything draw their whole medicinal power. Ukishetzrichim refua, and when a person requires a refua, mischabrim kamo klechois mehagalgalim, it's accomplished through a combination of the klechois of several multiple galgalim. Just a second, comments about the galgalim. Shezenois and klech base of zev, zev base of achar, ukiyotse, this one gives power into this grass, and this one gives power into this grass, and they combine, umischabrim kulam, they all merge together, vaisamehem harkovala refuah, and a preparation, a mixture, a hybrid is made. Harkova means a hybrid, a mix, is prepared to be able to cure the person. Al kain, therefore, toiv levakesh mehashem yisporach, it's very, very good to ask Hashem. Bo'es she'imrim utzvo hashemayim, at the time that a person says this sentence, where he's showing that all the utzvo hashemayim draw from Hashem, they bow to Hashem, at that time it's a very good time to ask for things. Why? She'oz bo'im kulam lehishtach avois v'litein shebach v'ido elev yisporach. When a person says those words, this is the Kayach HaDibur of a Jew. A Jew has the power. When we get up and daven with a minyan and say these words, Utzevo HaShemayim L'chom Ishtachavim, at that point in time, physically, the armies of heaven get together and bow to Hashem and sing praises to Hashem, Shevach Vaidot to Hashem. So that's a very, very good time to make, in other words, now that, in other words, picture all of these armies, everything floating around in Australia. Suddenly, a person says the words of Tzva Hashemayim L'chom Ishtachim, you see angels come flying from every part of the world, they line up before Hashem like this, and they begin to bow to Hashem and to sing praises to Hashem. That's the best time possible to say, Hashem, now that they're all standing in front of you, please ask them. Rabbi Nizal says, "Sheyitzava Hashem Yisbarach lehem, to ask Hashem that Hashem should command them sheyamshichu elu hakoyches atzrichim lerfuosoi, that they should shine into, should shine the koyach that's necessary for this person's refuah and tikkun betoychatichas lechem, into a piece of bread that the person's going to eat that day, oy bedover achar, or any other thing that the person's going to eat, v'yisrape mameila, and the person should have his refuah automatically." Amen. Can we hear what's on? Wait, may we be zeicha to this bracha to be able to draw our refuah without having to come on to the special mixes, to bypass doctors, to go up to the Dvar Hashem, the Tefillah, the Malveh Hagodol, and thereby to be able at that time is an ace rotzaim, when they all line up in front of Hashem, that's the easiest time for Hashem to say, okay, Kindalach, you're all lined up here, do this guy a favor. He just asked me for a refuah for this person, or a refuah for himself, or a refuah hanefesh, his brain, he should be zecher to tikkun abris, or any other item that he makes a request for. That's the best time to ask that Hashem should order them to shine their powers into whatever that guy is going to eat that day, whatever that guy is going to handle that day. Ayin inyan ze ba'arichus belikute tanino b'simino. If that doesn't blow your minds, I don't know what will. Baruch Hashem. No tashkocha. This Shabbos, we just finished the whole Pirushan, the Kutaman Chelek Aleph. The one Torah in the Holy Kutaman that references it, this Torah, we happen to learn this Sunday. Baruch Hashem.
When a person says these words, so in other words, he could keep in mind any type of thing.
100%. Generally, Rabbi Nizal seems to lean towards refuah based on the whole Torah and the Kutaman that we learned. We learned Torah Aleph. We know what it's talking about. But it's understood that Chiyas, the whole Chiyas of the world, Chiyas is in the form of Chachma, Tikkun Av, all of these things are all a Bechina of Chiyas. Either Chiyas Ruchnias or Chiyas Gashmias.
How does this work, like a person like can see all, everything happens to him in the Torah of Rabbeinu Zal, as he's, we were just going to say that, what exactly, I mean...
It's a Bechina of Ruach HaKodesh. Now, factually, it's not just in the Torah of Rabbeinu Zal, it's in any Torah. The truth is, if you learn Torah... Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. His question is, why is it that it happens this way, that, you know, a person learning the Torah of Rabbeinu Zal gets to see himself in the Torah, you get to see things that happen to... Here, we just had a Shir Shah. I'm saying we're kids, we're a bunch of nothings. And we see miracles going on. Hashkocha, two things, two planes coming from two opposite ends of the world and colliding perfectly, just pinpoint things. These two happen to him. This was Shabbos, this was Sunday. Why? The answer is any person who is zeicha to learn Torah Lishma in any way
should know that they're going to see miracles, big miracles, especially if they believe in miracles. If they have emunah and nisim and everything, they're going to see the nisim in the Torah. They're going to see Hashem show them obvious miracles, the hashgacha, how things coincide, how any two sforim that you're learning, or your Torah and your tefillah, are going to mix and match perfectly. Certain times it's more obvious to you because Hashem decides to do you a favor and like to open a door in heaven to let you see what's going on. It happens constantly. Sometimes it's more obvious to you, sometimes less obvious. It's understood that in the sefer of the tzaddik, there's more of a discalus than any other place. Just like a person coming to a tzaddik, why was the doer of Moshe Rabbeinu Zeche to a bigger discalus than any other doer that Israel brings? Because they had Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why. Because they had the biggest tzaddik, that's why they were zeche to a greater discalus of Nisan. Ato horei soladas ki Hashem olekim. You were the one who was able to show them ki Hashem olekim all the Nisan eflas. If we learn the sforim of the tzaddik, certainly there it's going to be made more easy for us, more obvious for us, to be able to see these nisim v'neflois. Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu. Ashreinu that was zeche not to be chilkin, not to be ones who burn these sforim, was zeche to have spent $5, $10 to buy these sforim, and we have them in our house. That alone should be a tremendous hizchaskus to a person. The first letters of Utsavo, Hashemayim v'chamishachim, make up the word malveh. That refers to the malveh hagodol, who through his Devar Hashem, he initiates this whole process. Malvin. Malvin means lender, the lender, the big one, exactly. It's Hashem, and the Pasuk says Tzadik Chayinim Vesim. Tzadik Chayinim Vesim.
Maybe in this context, the Malvin in this context is the lender of less resort on Hashem.
Exactly.